sending out that magnetic signal that is drawing the parallel back to you.
See yourself living in abundance, and you will attract it. It always works. It works every time with every person.
What are they talking about? Well, they're talking about The Secret. I was walking through Borders the other day, one of those big book chain bookstores, and right there out front and selling like hotcakes was this little book called The Secret. Now, we're going to be talking about it and listening to an ABC News Nightline feature on The Secret here in the first hour of Issues, etc. The feature is actually quite long, quite extensive, and talks with just about everyone pro and con on this book and this DVD that is sweeping the nation called The Secret. It's not the first time we've talked about it, but I'd like to go in a little more depth during this first hour of Issues, etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. You've seen the book. Perhaps you've seen this DVD. You have friends who are talking about it who are true believers in The Secret. I want to hear from you. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. You can email us right here in the studio as well, issuesetc@kfuo.org. And we're coming to you live this Monday, the 26th of March. Coming up in an hour or so, Pastor Greg Alms joins us to talk about the body, the soul, and death, how Christians have the most realistic and open-eyed view of death, and we can without fear. And then at 4:30, Dr. Alvin Schmidt of Illinois College joins us. You saw this. This was in Sunday's paper, I believe, under the Nation section. One word's meaning. Translators struggle with the meaning of the word in the Quran on how to deal with rebellious women. Does the Quran teach what so many Muslims say it does about women and their place vis-a-vis men? At 5 o'clock, we've got some more audio open lines. We'll change the subject from The Secret to speaking in tongues. ABC News Nightline did a story on that as well. We'll bring that to you and get your reaction to speaking in tongues. Kind of a Christian thing as opposed to The Secret, which is crossover. There are Christians who are buying into The Secret, and it's very popular with the general public as well. Our call-in numbers again, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Our issues, etc. Email address is issuesetc@kfuo.org. Well, we're going to stop and start this. I want your reaction to The Secret. If you know about it, if you've read the book, I want your take on it. We've heard from Joe Vitale. That was his voice in the open. He calls himself a metaphysician and a contributor to The Secret. Let's hear the ABC News Nightline feature.
Good evening, I'm Cynthia McFadden. Tonight, a book and a video that has become a sensation around the country, The Secret. For the last 3 weeks, it's been the top-selling advice book in the country, and its publisher, Simon & Schuster, tells us they've ordered 2 million more, the largest single reorder in their history. Add in the 2 million Secret DVDs that have sold, and you've got a lot of people talking. But in addition to the believers, The Secret has also attracted critics who say not only does it not work, it may even be dangerous.
It may be called The Secret, but it sure isn't much of a secret anymore.
Did you know this secret gives you everything you want? Happiness, health, and wealth.
The basic idea is this.
Thoughts are sending out that magnetic signal that is drawing the parallel back to you.
See yourself living in abundance, and you will attract it.
It always works. It works every time with every person.
The Secret is the brainchild of this woman, Rhonda Byrne, a television producer from Australia, who says she stumbled on The Secret when she was going through some rough times.
The secret that has been known by so few is being returned to where it belongs, with you.
She enlisted the help of 24 teachers, writers, philosophers, a visionary, 2 physicists, a feng shui expert, and a metaphysician.
This is like having the universe as your catalog, and you flip through it and you go, well, I'd like to have this experience, and I'd like to have that product, and I'd like to have a person like that. It is you just placing your order with the universe. It's really that easy.
It's all based in what's called the law of attraction, which they claim can be scientifically proven.
The law of attraction is really obedient. When you think of the things that you want, and you focus on them, with all of your intention, The law of attraction will give you what you want every time.
Little wonder people flock to the book and its philosophy of ask, believe, receive. They say it's as simple as that.
This is the secret.
The Secret was featured for a precious 2 hours on Oprah Winfrey's program in early February, even gaining the endorsement of the powerful host herself.
Because when I watched The Secret, I realized I've always lived by The Secret. I didn't know it was a secret.
When Oprah speaks, readers buy books. Last week, Saturday Night Live weighed in.
Let's start by saying hello again to the author of The Secret, Rhonda Byrne!
Critics, of whom there are many, say The Secret is not only wrong, it is dangerous. Featured in the video, for example, is a testimonial from a woman who says she healed herself of breast cancer by seeing herself as healthy.
I believed in my heart I was healed. I saw myself as if cancer was never in my body. One of the things I did to heal myself was to watch very funny movies. From the time I was diagnosed, which was November 23rd, to the time I was healed totally, was approximately 3 months.
Okay, these are the basic promises. We'll hear more about this. It's an ABC News Nightline feature from Friday on The Secret, which is both the book and the DVD. The claims are, well, the claims are pretty monumental, aren't they? It will work for you every time, every single time. Now, of course, you might already be detecting the loophole in this kind of a claim because other people have made claims like this. The Word Faith movement in Christian circles makes similar claims to this, that if you really believe, if you really exercise your positive confession, send out your faith as an active force in God's creation, then you will get whatever you want. Of course, when people don't get what they want or don't, when their world does not conform to their positive confession, there's an easy out, a loophole that is not mentioned here in The Secret and is usually not mentioned by the Word Faith teachers either, which is, well, you didn't believe enough. I'm sure that would be the explanation from the makers of The Secret or from the publishers of The Secret. What if it doesn't work for you? Well, you didn't focus on the right thing. You didn't focus on it enough. You didn't give all your attention to it. So keep trying, and eventually it will work. Or not, if you don't do it right. So these are monumental claims. Do you know anyone who's read The Secret, who's bought into its claims, who's practicing The Secret? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Our in-studio email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Back to ABC's News Nightline feature on The Secret.
And that's without radiation and chemotherapy.
So, we decided to spend a day earlier this week consulting with a range of experts about the claims made in The Secret. We went to the American Cancer Society to see what its president, Dr. Richard Wender, made of the cancer claim.
Are you concerned that real people's lives might actually be at risk if they follow the advice of this book?
You know, I really am, because if someone follows this book literally, that would guide them to not taking the preventive steps that they need, or if they're diagnosed with cancer. If some person chose to strictly follow the steps in this book, there is a risk that they could die needlessly.
Disease cannot live in a body that's in a healthy emotional state.
Is there any evidence that in fact people give themselves cancer by their thoughts?
There's no evidence that people attract cancer by their thoughts.
The Secret makes extraordinary claims about not just health, but also wealth. We traveled to Park Avenue in the offices of the Blackstone Group, which manages billions and billions of dollars. What does Blackstone co-founder and former Secretary of Commerce Pete Peterson think about this?
Well, who can argue that thinking positive thoughts and setting big goals is better than thinking negative thoughts and having small goals? But to think that wishing makes it so is that I call it a dangerous childhood fantasy. Success in business is not about wishing. It's about earning it the old-fashioned way, you know.
The Secret encourages going on their website to fill out a blank check on the Bank of the Universe for any amount you wish. Ask, believe, and you'll receive.
What do you really want? Sit down and write it out on a piece of paper.
You know, it's psychotic, really, to believe that people are going to give you money simply because you wish it.
Okay, moving from health to wealth, again, the claims are amazing. The universe basically has a blank check out there for you to fill in whatever amount you want. And if you do, and of course, if you focus your attention just so, then the universe will deliver. It's all there waiting for you. It's just about focusing your attention just so. You know, this sounds so familiar to me. It was not 10 years ago that another little book from a backwater publisher was all the rage. It probably sat on exactly the same shelf that The Secret sits on right now at Borders Bookstore and in Christian bookstores. It was called The Prayer of Jabez. You remember it? Some of you probably still have a copy sitting on your shelf. What was the claim there? The claim was, now it just substituted God for the universe, and it substituted daily faithful prayer of a certain prayer, the prayer of Jabez, for writing out your life's goals and then focusing your attention upon it with positive thoughts. But other than that, it was exactly the same. God has this huge storehouse of stuff that could be yours if, as the author of the prayer of Jabez said, if you prayed the prayer of Jabez every day, faithfully. He claimed to have been praying it every day for 30 years, and he claimed that was the reason. He was kind of like Oprah Winfrey. He claimed that he didn't even know that the prayer of Jabez was a secret until he realized that not everyone around him was praying the prayer of Jabez, and when he realized that, he wrote his book so that we could all pray the prayer of Jabez and open the storehouse that God has for us. They use terms like expanding your horizons and broadening your boundaries and all those kind of things. And churches bought this thing and they ate it up with a spoon. It's hard for me to tell the difference in the claims between the prayer of Jabez 10 years ago and The Secret today. I'm still wondering why The Secret isn't more popular with the churches that bought into the prayer of Jabez. Maybe it just hasn't had enough time to filter down to the congregational level.
I see, under this scenario, I don't understand why anyone would ever work. If I knew The Secret and it were accurate, I've sure worked a lot harder in life than I should have.
If the money portion of the book raises concerns, what about the spirituality aspect? We head downtown to BeliefNet and spirituality editor Valerie Reese. Third floor.
Where is God in all of this?
That's the question, right? The idea that we can sort of become our own God in a way and tap into this energy force is very arrogant in a way.
You got to know that something is seriously wrong when the folks at BeliefNet, which is a pan-religious website, you've probably seen it, it's kind of a clearinghouse for religious thought, ideas, opinion. When the people at BeliefNet are questioning something because of its godless, and I don't mean godless in this in a moral sense, but godless in that there is no God in this thing, save the universe. When they're questioning it, when they have their red flags raised, something must be seriously wrong.
The idea that we know best. I mean, I can see a lot of people of faith being really offended by this.
So the children of Darfur, if they understood what to think, could save themselves their current plight.
That's what I think they're saying.
How many self-help books like this that have a spiritual basis come out every year?
I don't know the exact numbers, but I know that I get 20 new books on my desk a week.
I mean, some of them seem to break through and some of them don't.
Exactly. I mean, genius, call it a secret. Everybody wants to know a secret, you know? Make it seem like the Da Vinci Code, which is about another suppressed secret, and you are guaranteed a hit pretty much. I mean, if manifestation works, Rhonda Byrne has figured it out.
Make a command to the universe. Let the universe know what you want.
Okay, here's my question. It's been rolling around in my head, and I think it finally took shape there in that last little piece. If you're one of those Christians who believes that Christianity and the church are here to take your already pretty good life and make it just a little bit better. If the reason you go to church is because your life was okay to begin with, but it could be get better with God's help. And if the purpose of Christianity is to improve your love life, your marriage, your parenting skills, your financial acumen, and name anything else that you think goes into a well-rounded, completely fulfilled life. If you think that's the purpose of the church and of Christianity, which many Christians do, when it comes down to it, when all the nonsense is boiled away and the thin veneer of Christianity is removed, you realize that a lot of people are going to church and a lot of churches are selling the idea that Christianity can take your already pretty good life and make it even better. Christianity as self-improvement. Or, written larger, like Rick Warren's Global Peace Plan, world improvement. It goes from improving the self to improving, as he's even said this, improving the self to improving the church to improving the world. He's even said that his Global Peace Plan and his purpose-driven life is about, and this was in an address to a group called TED, a group of unbelievers. He said that the purpose-driven life is basically about making the world a better place. It's all about improvement. If this is what Christianity and the church are for, then why aren't you practicing the secret? It simply cuts out the middleman. It is the ultimate, it's the pinnacle in self-improvement methods. And it cuts out all this nonsense about Jesus and God. And it, really, there's this businessman wondering why anyone who really believed the secret would even go to work on Monday morning if it really worked this way. I'm asking the question, Christians who buy into this notion that Christianity is there to improve your life, when you got something like the secret out there, why even go to church?
The universe responds to your thoughts.
And that, the secret claims, can be proven by science. So next, we headed way uptown to Columbia University and enlisted the help of noted physicist Professor Brian Greene, who says there actually is a law of attraction. It just doesn't mean what the secret says it does.
Can one use the law of attraction, as you understand what it means, to gain wealth, to gain success, to get thin, to cure cancer?
I know of no way to use the law of attraction as we talk about it in physics, gravitational attraction or electromagnetic attraction, to directly, through the power of thought, cause anything in the world around us to happen one way or another. I mean, the way you get things that you want, the way you get success, is being passionate about something and working hard to achieve it. And I assure you, that's how Newton succeeded, and that's how Einstein succeeded, and that is the only way to succeed.
All right, I want to hear from you on The Secret. We're listening to ABC News Nightline's feature from Friday night on The Secret, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Email us right here in the studio. We're coming to you live this Monday, the 26th of March, issues ETC at KFUO.org. I was thinking about The Secret over the weekend because I was in the bookstore and I saw the book. And my daughter, who was with me when we saw the book, and I pointed it out, look, it's a secret. Better pick it up. Something we need to know in there. She asked me what it's all about because she doesn't follow these things so closely. And I said, well, if you want my honest opinion, I think it's a publishing hoax. I think some people had a little too much wine to drink one night, decided, let's just try this and see if people will buy it. There is a sucker born every minute, right? They can't honestly believe this. At least in my more cynical moments, I come to that conclusion. No one could honestly believe this. The only people who could honestly believe this are the people who go out and buy the book. But the people who are writing it, I don't know. Why not? Everyone else seems to be making money publishing books that make unbelievable claims and unsubstantiated claims. I imagine this Rhonda Byrne sitting around one night after a half a bottle of Chardonnay saying, why not me? The financial success of the idea has certainly proven itself so far when you've got Simon & Schuster making the single largest reorder of 2 million copies in their history. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or issue ZTC at KFUO.org. See what Jeff has to say, calling from his car. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Todd. I wanted to make a comment on the whole concept of getting by your thinking process. When I was in a particular business, I listened to a lot of tapes and read a lot of books, and I was working another job, but people, because of my attitude change, were wanting to hire me to work in other jobs, and I could follow that ladder if theology of glory was my goal. However, when it comes to the cross and salvation, that is what Christ does for us, not what we do for ourselves.
Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Right. I mean, there's a fundamental contradiction with the Christian faith, although do not think for a moment that the secret might not be very popular among Christians, too. But there's one basic contradiction. Are Christians even called to this? Are they called to a life under the cross or free of the cross? That would be an interesting question to ask on a Sunday morning of the average Christian congregation. I bet you'd get a 50-50 response at the very least. People, no. This is about getting rid of the crosses, the troubles, the struggles, the things that, all of these things. Christianity is supposed to give me a cross-free life, an easy life, or easier. Lois calls from St. Louis. Hi, Lois.
Hi, Todd. It seems to me like this book is promoting becoming friends with the world. And Jesus says that friendship with the world makes us enemies of God. And if Christians are looking for the rewards and the things that the people of the world are looking for, health, wealth, happiness, prosperity, good jobs, you know, the latest thing on the market, then they are certainly not looking to the cross.
All right, Lois, thank you very much. Look, we heard a pastor a couple of weeks ago who's bought into The Secret. He may be a contributor to the book. I'm sure he's a contributor to the DVD. But here's a pastor who says, look, this whole wealth and prosperity and writing your blank check on the universe's bank account is just the beginning of this whole secret nonsense. He says, after you get past that, you get into the real spiritual depth. We'll talk more about The Secret with you right after this.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
One of the best ways that children learn is through verse and rhyme. Those kind of things stick in their heads. It's also true of the truths of the Christian faith. Our Issues, Etc. book of the month for March is a children's book set in verse and rhyme by Dandy Daly Mackle. It's called Easter is for Me. It tells the story of Jesus' sacrificial death for sinners and his resurrection from the dead for sinners. It's called Easter is for Me. It's the Issues, Etc. book of the month for March. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org. You'll find the book on our homepage. Or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, and ask about the Issues, Etc. book of the month for March. It's a children's book called Easter is for Me, 1-800-325-3040, or issuesetc.org.
Can the abortion pill RU486 also treat cancer?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
The active drug in the abortion pill RU486, mifepristone, is being touted as a potential treatment for depression, cancer, and reproductive system disorders. Only a few studies have been completed, but pro-abortion activists are hopeful, and some, like the Feminist Majority Foundation, are lending logistical support to the studies. Why are these groups so invested in research for causes beyond their own? Perhaps because they see a huge boost for their cause if mifepristone becomes known as a drug that enhances life instead of one that takes it. More next time.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
This presentation of the Meyer Minute on AM 850 KFUO is underwritten by Thrivent Financial, where values thrive, and online at thrivent.com.
Welcome to the Meyer Minute. Too bad, I thought, when my eyes flitted over the headline in yesterday's Chicago Sun-Times, something about a drunk driver killing five in one family. But then I read more closely. It was not just one accident, not just one drunk. January 2006, a drunk driver strikes and kills 27-year-old April Simmons and her unborn child. November 2005, a drunk driver strikes and kills 61-year-old Rick Simmons and his fiancée Anita Zeno. July 2004, a drunk driver is responsible for the death of 16-year-old Michelle Simmons. Matriarch Eileen Simmons says, "Without faith, I don't know how we would get through all of this. We really want these funerals to end." Deeper in the same Sun-Times, columnist Carol Slazak wrote about Tony La Russa's DUI arrest last Thursday. The respected manager of the Cardinals seems genuinely contrite, but Slazak is bothered by flip fans. "The guy won us a World Series. You think we're going to be upset with him because he got a DWI? White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen got it right. The news wakes you up. It can happen to anyone or me. Jesus says, "I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." John 10, verse 10. So let's call it the sin of drunk driving. We really want these funerals to end.
This presentation of the Meyer Minute on AM 850 KFUO is underwritten by Thrivent Financial, online at thrivent.com. We do more than work. We work with a purpose.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Monday, March the 26th. We're talking about The Secret and listening to Nightline's Friday feature on The Secret, exploring the promises made in terms of wealth and health and spirituality. They say it has a scientific basis. All you do, focus your intention on what you want, and the universe will deliver. Let's go back to the phones, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or email us right here in the studio, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Mark's up next, calling from his car. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Pastor. This packaging that seems to be so successful with garbage, you wonder, what if someone took the gospel and applied the same type of packaging and called it maybe like secret God magic words of the Bible, suppressed by the Catholic Church, that sort of thing, if it might not sell as well?
You raise an interesting question because, and thank you very much, Mark. I was thinking about this too. Certainly, you know the way things work in the church nowadays. Our leaders, we call them leaders, they're really followers. They are followers of the culture's winds and trends and whatever. The reason we call them leaders, but the reason they're really followers is because what they do is they look out into the culture, they see what works, and monkey see, monkey do. It's a basic monkey see, monkey do. I see that something works in the culture. Let me put a little Jesus fish on it or a cross or Jesus-ize it a little bit, toss in a little of this and a little of that to make it sound more spiritual, maybe a Bible passage when you can shoehorn it in, and it will help your church grow. If success is success all the world around. So if it works in if marketing works in business, it should also work in the church too, huh? If repackaging your product on a regular basis works in business, then it should work in the church too, right? You remember 7-Up? 7-Up was the Uncola. There was Coke, or Coca-Cola as they say, and then there was 7-Up, the Uncola. It marketed itself as everything that Coca-Cola wasn't. Worked beautifully until they pulled their own trick on themselves. Back, 3 years ago, they came out with a DNL. Do you remember that? It was just the 7-Up can turned upside down, and it looks 7-Up upside down, looks like DNL. They called it the Uncola, and it was supposed to be everything that 7-Up wasn't. Did you ever taste the stuff? It's like antifreeze. You can only pull a marketing trick so many times before even the less than savvy public catches on. But you know, we've got these leaders in the church who say, the secret's working. Why don't we package the gospel the same way? We'll call it the Jesus secret, or the, as you say, super fantastic magic God words. And people will buy it. But in repackaging your message, your so-called product, is not a neutral event. When you repackage something, it always changes what you're packaging. The packaging starts to dictate the contents. Greg calls from his car. Hi, Greg.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Back in the 30s, there was a book written called Think and Grow Rich, and it's considered a classic by a lot of successful people that do a lot of speaking seminars and things of that nature. It is a classic because it does have some truth to it as far as a positive mental attitude. And if you focus on, especially in this country, if you focus on wealth, eventually I believe that the principles in that book will work. The problem is if you're a student of the Bible, and especially the latter part of Matthew 6, you'll see that if you focus on riches of this life, it'll cost you the riches in heaven.
So you're basically saying that Think and Grow Rich may in fact work, so to speak, if what you want is riches.
Exactly. It teaches, and I'm one that came out of it, what I call the cult of personality. A lot of the charismatic churches, that they sound exactly like this book that was written in the 30s, as far as write everything that you want down, $1 million, and what kind of car you want, and you think about it, and you meditate on those things every day before when you wake up, and then every day when you go to bed, you think about these things, and you focus on them. Before you know it, these goals that you have written down, you start accomplishing them because that's what you're focused on. And like I say, in this country, just about anything is possible if you try hard enough, you put enough hours into it, and you believe it. I don't know about the healing part, but definitely the wealth. You can do it, but the cost is too much. If you're focusing all your attention on wealth, even half of your attention, you're giving half the attention that belongs to Christ to wealth. Bad news for you when it comes to your riches that you wanted that were going to last forever. You're not going to get those.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. I mean, you need go no farther than Jesus' parable about the rich fool who had everything. How he got it? I guess he got it by hard work. Who had everything. And then when all is said and done, God says, you fool, tonight your soul is required of you. And bada bing, God says, and who's going to get all your stuff? Doesn't really make any difference now, does it?
You know, I worked for a company once. I mean, the bill collectors were calling every day. It was going broke.
And the boss was reading.
And the boss, the problem was he made everybody buy copies of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, I think the guy's name. And if only everybody would read this book. We all had bad, negative attitudes. If only everybody would read the book. You know, we get out of this mess. I mean, it didn't pay the bills. The company went belly up. But it was like, we just got to rethink and grow rich. I'll never forget when he came down and was like, this is what we need to do. This is our – it's not like how we're going to pay these bills or anything. We just need to change our attitudes. And it wound up bankrupt.
So he sat in his office reading Napoleon Hill, envisioning the bills getting paid. Meanwhile, the bills were not getting paid.
Exactly.
Yeah. My dad used to say, you can't live on good looks. He often warned me, you know, good looks will only take you so far, which in my case, given the fact that the good looks were rather meager, wasn't going to take me very far at all. He was trying to warn me against this kind of nonsense, which for some reason has currency in the church, too. There are a lot of pastors. That was just what? Secular broadcasting, right? Sports broadcasting. A lot of pastors sitting in their offices saying, if everyone just read this book. Didn't that just happen a couple years ago? 40 Days of Purpose. If everyone just read this book and we all concentrated for 40 days on this book and what it's about, then everything will be great. The church will grow. You know what? Sometimes God watches us do this foolishly. And guess what? He gives you exactly what you want. He gives you exactly what you want as a curse. If you want wealth, and if wealth is your God, in the case of, say, The Secret, God's perfectly happy to accommodate you. But it's not a blessing. Phil calls from his car. Hi, Phil.
Hi. This is no different than the Church of Scientology or Word Faith movement. And it's very dangerous teaching because I do personally know a woman that that she's in her 30s and she has three children, single mother. She worked a lot, but she went in because she had some stomach problems. She went into her pastor. Her and the church or the church and everybody prayed for her, said, if you only have enough faith, whatever this is in your stomach will go away. Well, she ignored it. She said, I really believed it. And a couple years went by. It got really big. She went to the hospital. And they said that it was a cancerous tumor, and if they only would have gotten it sooner, they could have helped her. But they did everything they could, and now she has less than a year to live. It's extremely, extremely dangerous teaching.
Thank you very much, Phil. And there's an extreme example of how dangerous some of this stuff can be. Chuck's waiting in St. Louis. Chuck, thanks for being patient. Welcome.
You know, Ted, the secret is already out. 1 Corinthians 2:7. We speak of God's secret wisdom, which wisdom that has been hidden, that God destined for our glory before time began.
And what is it?
Whoa. It's funny you should mention it. Ephesians 3, 4 to 6. In reading this, then, you'll be able to understand my insight into the mystery or the secret of Christ, which is not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus. So the mystery has been around for a long time, but it's also been known for a long time, and anything else that is a mystery is simply a sophistry.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Right, and Paul readily admits that this was something that was kept hidden so that it could be revealed at the right time, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the amazing thing is, it's not a secret. For some reason, preachers on Sunday morning think it is, given how little they actually preach it. I think they think they're supposed to keep it a secret. There's a whole system in the church today called the Seeker Sensitive Movement that basically plays on the idea that the gospel's great and it will save people once you get them softened up just right. But then and only then would you possibly share this mystery with them. Because if you share it with them too early, they'll run away. They'll just scare them away. So in the name of preaching the gospel more, the Seeker Sensitive Movement actually advocates preaching the gospel less. In the name of taking every opportunity you can to share Christ with your fallen neighbor, the Seeker Sensitive Movement actually explicitly advocates letting those opportunities pass you by. Because, the time isn't right. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. It's audio, open lines, issues, etc. We still got a few minutes of this ABC News Nightline story on The Secret to play. Let's hear it.
What most people don't understand is a thought has a frequency. Every thought has a frequency. We can measure a thought.
So do thoughts have frequencies that we can actually measure? And do they then bring in other thoughts that are like those thoughts?
the quickest answer to that question is no. It's certainly not the case that when you have a thought, you're sending out some powerful electromagnetic wave or gravitational wave that can affect the surrounding universe in any significant way.
So the physicist says it's not based in physics. But can it help you lose weight? Finally, at the end of a long day, we called on Dr. Louis Aroney.
Thanks. Bye. Hi, Dr. Aroney. How are you? Nice to see you.
One of the nation's leading authorities on weight loss.
One of the things the book specifically says is that you can lose weight in part by not looking at overweight people.
Let's see. If that worked, then I think we would have a miracle cure going here.
There's no credible medical evidence showing that not looking at overweight people will help you to lose weight.
The Secret says outright that food doesn't cause you to put on weight unless you think it can.
No matter what you think, too much food can make you put on weight.
So if I think that ice cream sundae is going to make me thin, it's still going to make me fat.
And we can even do the study to prove it.
The Secret's selling out all over the country. It seems everywhere you turn, someone is talking about it. Everyone, that is, except its creator, Rhonda Braun, who's been declining interviews, including ours, since the Oprah show in early February. Instead, one of the men she credits as a teacher and who appears in both the book and the video did agree to sit down and talk. We began by asking him if he's in touch with Rhonda Braun.
Yeah, I can phone her anytime I want, and I email her and talk to her on the phone.
Usually book authors are very anxious to get out and talk about their books. She's essentially disappeared, unavailable to give interviews at this point. Why is that?
I would imagine a lot of the negative stuff that's going on, she just wants to stay away from it.
I knew in the moment that I wanted to take this knowledge and create a television show. I knew that I wanted to bring it to the world.
She's reeling a little bit from the criticism?
I think probably. Or possibly. I don't know if she's reeling from it. I don't think she wants to subject herself to it. She's one of the nicest people I've ever met. And she is, I think, very good at what she does. I think she's done a phenomenal job on this. I find it amusing that anybody would criticize it. You know, it's always been around. The law of attraction's always working.
You will attract everything that you require. If it's money you need, you'll attract it. If it's people you need, you'll attract it. If it's a certain book you need, you'll attract it.
And the law of attraction is?
Well, the law of attraction is based on a law of vibration. That dictates what you're going to do. It also dictates what you attract to you. You're not going to attract something to you that you're not in harmony with.
Yes, death's there. Why? Because you expected death to be there. So it showed up because the law of attraction is always being obedient to your thoughts. Do yourself a favor. Expect a check.
Now, how does that work?
All right. I have to chime in here. I was thinking when I was listening to the is this a spokesperson? Probably a spokesperson for the whole Secret Enterprise now, because the author, Rhonda Byam, has decided she doesn't want to talk to the press anymore. She went on Oprah, where Oprah, of course, gushed and mushed and just loved it to pieces. Then she withdraws from doing any kind of book interviews. Why? Look, tell you the truth, why do it when the thing is selling like this? Usually authors go out to promote their book to get it to sell. When people are grabbing this thing off the shelf as fast as Simon & Schuster can print it, why get on a plane and do a book tour? Come on. But there's another reason. I think the spokesperson said it well enough. Doesn't want to deal with the criticism. It's the same thing in the church when the pastor introduces a new program or the latest silver bullet that's going to solve all our problems, your problems, the congregation's problems, and everyone doesn't get on board. They don't want to hear criticism. Sometimes it's if you criticize the latest fad that's running through the church, they show you the door. They even open it for you and help you out. Because that's not going to help. It's not going to help if someone is raising questions about the latest fad that's coming through the church. So the critics must go. It's better if they do, because then everyone's on board and there's no one to question what we're doing. You know, the church growth movement teaches that you should expect to lose 10 to 15% of your members. That's growth, isn't it? Last time I checked. 10 to 15% of your members when you make the changes that the church growth movement demands. But it's all good because those are the negative people who are going to hold you back from the church's mission. Right. Those are the negative people. And you don't need them around. People questioning what you're doing. There's never been any of that in the church. You know, by that standard, St. Paul would have been excommunicated with his first epistle to the Corinthians.
Do yourself a favor. Expect a check.
Now, how does that work?
Well, I'm not quite sure, you know. I don't think it happens just like that. I do think you have to shift your thinking. I reprogram my mind. And when you do that, you're going to find that the bills start to go away and the revenue starts to flow in.
Because what? Because the universe sends it to you?
The universe sends everything to us. The universe sends us what we're in harmony with.
It strikes me that many people come away from looking at the video, from reading the book, and believing that action, taking action, working hard, is not part of the message. So help me understand, is it or isn't it?
There may be some of what some of the people are saying that might leave that impression. But I think most of them are leaving the impression they didn't get to where they are by accident. They have to put action into it. And if a person thinks that they can just sit and think and it's all going to happen, they're deluding themselves.
From the time I was diagnosed, which was November 23rd, to the time I was healed totally, was approximately 3 months. And that's without radiation and chemotherapy.
I spoke yesterday with the president of the American Cancer Society.
Yeah.
He said he finds this alarming.
I would find it alarming, too, if that's as far as it went. But I'm sure if you spoke to the president of the Cancer Society and asked him, should a person image perfect health while the doctor's treating the body, I think he would say absolutely.
Well, but the problem
but
is...
But I don't say you should reject physical treatment or therapy. I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that.
Absolutely not.
The video seems to suggest, though, that that is a way.
Well, that might be implied, but I don't think that's Rhonda Byrne's suggestion. It's certainly not mine. If I was diagnosed with cancer, I'd be the first to go, and I would take whatever treatment they gave me.
From where you sit, would you prefer that it weren't there?
Probably, yes.
Well, in fact, the president of the American Cancer Society says there is absolutely no evidence that we bring cancer disease on ourselves.
Well, I think he's not well informed in this area. I mean, I just don't believe it.
One of the nation's top physicists yesterday, Professor Green at Columbia, said that physics just doesn't prove any of this.
And I don't know where he's coming from. I do know that a doctorate degree doesn't make a person necessarily aware of what we're talking about.
Children in Darfur are starving to death.
Yeah.
Have they attracted that starvation to themselves?
I think the country probably has. I don't know how to change that situation for that child.
How can a child in Darfur suddenly put food on the table? I mean, could you train that person to be able to...
Absolutely. I believe you can change any situation. I don't think there's anything you can't change.
Every one of the experts we talked to yesterday believed that the book is potentially harmful to people. What do you say to that?
Well, I think you've talked to the wrong people.
After we talked, we walked across the street to Barnes & Noble to check on the book and DVD sales here in Manhattan, which probably boasts more skeptics per capita than any other neighborhood in America.
Hello. Do you know what the secret is of the video version?
Yeah, it's actually right up in front.
The book was sold out. We went in search of the DVD. And guess what? On the weekends, they say they sell a secret DVD every 15 minutes.
$34.99.
Excuse me. One every. I didn't mean to get into it, but I'm just saying. This is one of those manifestation moments.
It's a law of attraction at work.
Yeah. And maybe it was. Bob Proctor offered her a free seat in his next seminar.
Right. Our next name, April.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure meeting you.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I'm going to have you in our program.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
The True Believers. A final note, Rhonda Byrne claims the secret was used by many of the great men of history, from Beethoven to Einstein. Bob Proctor says he tends to agree but isn't certain what evidence she based that on.
Hey, one thing's for sure, Jesus wasn't using it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have ended up dead on the cross. I mean, if anyone could pull this off, positive thinking, strong mental attitude, attracting through the universe those things that you need. It would have been Jesus, right? He obviously didn't know the secret. Or if he knew it, didn't practice it. At least not well enough, because he ended up dead on a cross. Although I imagine if you were to ask one of the proponents of the secret, they might say, oh yeah, but Christians believe he rose from the dead. So he really did practice the secret. Can you secret your sin away? If you can practice the secret and get rid of disease and poverty, even the kind of poverty that people are experiencing in Darfur, he said he could train the little Darfur child to attract food to his table so he wouldn't be starving. It would seem that sin would be a small matter, right, to deal with. If all the forces of the universe are at your disposal, you should be able to think sin away. Well, even if the secret were true, which it isn't, that pesky problem of our sin remains. What's more outrageous to me than even the secret is that there are churches who have the true secret, as Chuck called in earlier and said, who have the true secret that God has revealed in Jesus Christ, Christ living, dying, and rising again for us sinners. They have this, and they're wasting people's time with the Christian equivalent of the secret, the Christian equivalent of the latest new book that's flying off the shelves, when they've got the real secret all along. And they're, even though I know, I'm just positive that Jesus said we were supposed to preach this message in his name, repentance and the forgiveness of sins, all the greatest minds, gurus, and leaders of our church say, well, not really. It's more about improving people's lives, making the world a better place. Our Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for March is an Easter book, and it's for your kids, your grandkids, your godchildren. It's called Easter Is For Me. There are no secrets in there. It will not attract anything to you whatsoever. It was simply communicate with to your children in the very clear and accessible way to them what God is really all about, what the universe is really all about, the perfect life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for us sinners. And your kids need it. The book is $14.99. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and ask them about the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Easter Is For Me, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. When we come back from this break, Pastor Greg Alms will join us. I imagine, in the end, even the practitioners of the secret have a problem with death. If it really worked, then Rhonda Byrne and all the other secret gurus wouldn't be dying. If you can think cancer away, death should be a cinch. A denial of our real problem, death, which Christianity does not deny. We defy death through Christ's resurrection. Dr. Alvin Schmidt will be our guest at 4:30. We'll talk about this story in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch on Sunday. One word's meaning and whether or not Islam teaches that rebellious women should be dealt with harshly. And then a little more open lines in the last hour of the program, talking about speaking in tongues.
The message is the mission. You're listening to Issues, Etc.